USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reassuring the nation's governors about the federal response to the coronavirus crisis. During a teleconference with governors at FEMA headquarters in Washington, D.C., the president introduced Vice President Mike Pence, who thanked governors for their leadership and partnership.
I want you all to make your citizens aware. The president signed the Family First Coronavirus Response Act last night. Coronavirus testing is free. Paid sick leave, family leave for caregivers, food assistance to the needy.
As testing ramps up for the coronavirus in the United States, the number of infected is increasing. Johns Hopkins researchers say there were more than 10,000 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 pandemic here, with 154 deaths in 22 states. First Lady Melania Trump is urging Americans to hang in there in a new public service announcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gasoline prices continue to slide. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Many U.S. states have average gasoline prices of $2 or less a gallon now for regular. A Kentucky station, the first in the nation to offer a gallon of gas for under a dollar in decades. The BP station in London, Kentucky, lowering its price to 99 cents a gallon, but it sold out so quickly it hasn't been selling gas again for several days. This is because of a price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia, as combined with lower demand for gasoline in the United States and China and many other locations because of the coronavirus. The price war is great for American consumers, though it could be devastating for U.S. oil companies and their employees. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein is now serving his 23-year sentence at a maximum security prison in upstate New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Michigan is getting hard hit with auto worker layoffs. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Automakers are shutting down their assembly plants. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the 150,000 auto workers who are being laid off are a big part of her state's economy.
These are people who work hard, and they are the backbone of the Michigan and the American economy. I know that this was not an easy decision for them, and that's why it's so critical that every one of us does our part so that we can get our economy back up and running at the quickest, safest possible moment.
NFL free agency is continuing, and by far the biggest news is former New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady leaving the team and set to sign a deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The deal is believed to be for roughly $30 million per year. Former New England Patriots tight end Ben Watson reacts to this news on Fox News.
You know, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him and his family. I'm happy that he's able to make this decision that's best for him. And he's going to a place where he's going to have a new challenge. Sometimes that's what people want. That's what people need. At the same time, we saw his love for the community here in Massachusetts and the entire, you know, New England fan base. And there's going to be plenty more parades when he decides to come back after Tampa. His legacy is etched in stone here. And not only because of football, but because of who he is.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.